Jonathan Handel is speaking to me about his new book, Hollywood on Strike, An Industry at War in the Internet Age. Now, the other player in this is the entity known as the AMPTP. Talk a little bit about that, and how do you assess their success or lack of success in negotiating these developments with the unions?
Well, the AMPTP is an organization that dates back a number of decades, and in its current form dates back to the early 80s, but there was an earlier organization. It stands for the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. It's essentially an alliance of the studios and networks that negotiate the deals, the labor deals, with the various unions. That's the only purpose of the organization. It's not the group that gives out the Oscars. It's not the group that lobbies against piracy or sets ratings on movies or gives out the Emmys or any of those things. The 2007 situation with the Writers Guild, 2007-2008, really showed us that unlike in, quote-unquote, the old days, where the studios all had very similar sorts of business interests and business profiles, these are now subsidiaries of multinational companies. Some of them own television networks, some of them don't. One of them, Sony, is ultimately a Japanese-based company and is involved in equipment manufacturing, TVs and all that. The others aren't. Disney has a particularly close relationship with Pixar, namely that they own Pixar, and along with that, a particularly close relationship with Apple, because Steve Jobs is the largest individual shareholder of both Disney and Apple. So the companies are very different, and it's an interesting task for the alliance, the AMPTP, to try to keep its members together and to negotiate.
Let's lay one more issue on the table, and that is, on the television side of things, you have this emerging juggernaut of unscripted reality television, and the Writers Guild begins to start paying attention to it. And as you point out in your book, Hollywood on Strike, the Writers Guild have sort of mixed motives for suddenly caring about the reality business.
Well, that's right. I mean, reality television, quote-unquote unscripted television, is one of those areas that's more at the margins of what you think of when you think of television to begin with, or at least that's the way it earlier had appeared. But what happened in the 88 strike was that a lot of people got driven to watch things on cable, and some of those viewers never returned. What happened during 2007 was that reality television, which had become popular, starting in the early 2000s, basically, became even more so. And the studios and networks like reality because it's cheaper to produce and also because it's more strike-proof. You don't have professional actors. You don't have unionized writers in reality television. It's a lot of, quote-unquote civilians who are, simply pleased to be there and would pay for the privilege if asked to. In the case of the Writers Guild, what the Guild wanted to do was really control all forms of television so that the next time negotiations came around, there would be a credible threat of being able to shut down all of TV, including reality.
So there are entreaties to these people who are credited as producers on these reality shows, but were in effect concocting scripts and storylines from the videotape that they were logging. The Writers Guild was sort of cozying up to them, not just because there was a fairness issue that these people really ought to be credited as writers and paid commensurately, but because with more and more reality TV, the Writers Guild could effectively shut down the entire business, taking both scripted and unscripted off the air and removing that threat that the networks would rely strictly on unscripted reality shows to get them through the next strike.
Well, that's right. And, and to be clear, that's not, sort of an evil or improper motive on the part of the Writers Guild any more than it's evil or improper for management to try to find strike-proof programming. It's always couched in the vernacular of fairness to people who are being ill-treated and misclassified. And indeed, these are people who are paid a lot less than writers of scripted material are. And the sort of working conditions that you hear about sometimes, you ask someone if they get much of a break for lunch, and they laugh and tell you they don't even get a break for dinner. It's a rough and ready sort of business, reality television is, and it's understandable why they'd want to organize it.